It's 8:55 on a Tuesday morning, time for the biggest show coming to town this week segment, which is brought to us by our good friends at the Bomb Factory. And we do this every week at this time, go through the few big shows coming to town each week so you won't miss out on any entertainment rolling through the Metroplex. We have five candidates this week. Let's run through all five and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. Candidate number one is Friday night at the Music Hall at Fair Park, Neo and Tamia. Neo and Tamia. Just something about the way she
moved. I can't figure it out. Neo and Tamia.
Who is something about kind of woman that wants you but don't need you? Hey, I can't figure it out.
Something about her. Like now, I don't know if he's singing about Tamia in this song.
Maybe.
She's his last, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of his last 7 albums have gone to number 1 on the R&B chart. His first 2, In My Own Words and Because of You, went to number 1 on the mainstream charts. Back in 06 and 07.
And it's Neo. Not Neo. I thought it was like Neo.
Neo. Yo.
Yo.
Please don't say yo.
Well, that's his name. We have to.
Neo.
Yo.
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 Yo. Yo.
Neo.
Yo. 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 Yo.
Don't go into
school. Yo. Yo.
Well, hold on. He may not say yo here. I don't know. I'm about to find out.
I pray this one the right day one. The rock will be found and they will be brought to you so you can forgive them.
Me or some microphone.
I can come before your eyes and see
your eyes.
One day, no one will be lost because Jesus paid the cost for all of us.
Hey, it actually fit.
I wonder if Neo's ever thought about doing a record with Skittles.
As far as I know, no one's ever covered Skittles.
Neo. Won a Grammy in 08 and 2 in 09.
Okay.
Three-time Grammy winner.
Yo.
Now, Tamia, I can't tell you a whole lot about her. Yeah. I know she's Canadian.
Yeah, she used to be in a band with the Captain.
And more importantly, she is Grant Hill's wife.
Oh,
okay.
Indeed.
Grant Hill, Tamia.
Why do you want to bring down an entire segment?
I just made it.
By referencing Bill Raftery.
Because
he's the worst.
He's the best.
The difference of opinion there.
Best.
Tamia was diagnosed with MS in 2003. But you guys are laughing about Bill Raftery.
She's doing better now.
She's coming to Dallas.
That's right.
Obviously.
Listen to that. All right. That's candidate one.
So what? But what if they come out in zone? I mean,
Neo.
He can't say it then.
In man-to-man principles.
Man-to-man principles. So dumb.
The interesting thing about it is that Jim Nance and Grant Hill despise Bill Raftery.
They love him.
They can't stand it, Giorgio. You know that Jim Nance can't stand it.
He loves him.
He is always... Raftery is met with suspicious silence every time he does that.
I hear the tone in Nance's voice saying, it's better than working with Romo.
Wow.
It's a joke. Come on.
What a redirect.
I never thought about this.
Let's have fun.
I never thought about this. I've been so fixated on Romo replacing Nick Faldo. Maybe Romo wants to replace Bill Raftery because Romo's a huge basketball fan. He's part of the basketball bunch.
Played for the Mavericks.
He played for the Mavericks for a while, yeah.
Had a long NBA career. I wonder if ultimately in Tony Romo's grand plan, he is working with Jim on NFL games, replaces Nick Faldo on golf coverage, and replaces Raftery on basketball.
That's how he wants to earn his $11 million a year.
Yeah.
Do them all. Golf, basketball, and football.
I'm only half kidding about all that. Only half kidding.
I would believe it if it happened.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week, also Friday night. This is at the Bomb Factory, Judas Priest.
Heck yeah.
Oh, Judas Priest.
British Steel, still one of my favorite all-time albums.
Didn't you say that he short-circuited you when you found out he was gay? You used to be honest about that.
With me, it didn't make a lot of sense to me, but yeah.
It didn't make a lot of sense to you? What do you mean?
Oh, you just seemed like a, you know, real...
Hold on, let me give you some more rope.
Listen to that voice. What a great voice.
So gay men cannot be what?
Yes. Why are you saying that it didn't make
Obviously
sense?
Obviously they can. Look at Rob Halford. He's done great.
But if he said it didn't make sense.
If it's obvious that they can, why would it not make sense?
I can't make sense of that either.
What
I just said. Got another thing coming.
He was voted number 33 in the greatest voices in rock list by Planet Rock in 2009.
Okay.
Should be in the top
much.
Should be in the top 20.
Yo, yo, yo.
Stop it.
Yo, yo, yo.
He sang with Judas Priest for a while.
This voice was number 32 on that list.
Yeah. Skittles made the list.
Play Living After Midnight. Play something good.
I pray that one day the lost will be found and they
turn
will
our
be
transmitter
brought to you
off.
So you can forgive them.
Hold
the
on,
sins.
There's no run on sentences
one
in here.
Day I can come before your eyes and see what lies ahead because I pray that one day no one will be lost.
Watch
because
it.
Jesus paid the cost for
this
all.
This chorus it. Will sneak up on you here. Oh.
We're not gonna take it.
Came out long before that came out. This came out like 78.
This is a great song.
Oh, awesome.
Chair. A little over cowbell, but...
What night is this?
Friday.
Friday. I've never seen them. Much as I like them.
Jimmy Johnson singing with them.
I can go to permanent sleep without having seen Judas Priest.
I can.
And I'll be okay.
I can't. I gotta see him.
All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week. This is a bit of a strange one, but it's going to be really interesting to George. Friday night at Billy Bob's, the Kiefer Sutherland Band.
Oh, yeah.
You're such a 24 fan.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's really good.
He writes good songs. Not a bad voice.
No, he's got a good voice. He writes good songs. He's got a really good band around him. Treated our war stories. Yeah, I guess the statute of limitations has run out on this. I talked to him a couple of years ago, but
what?
His manager didn't want the interview played.
Yeah, why was that?
Wait, what?
Because he thought I ambushed him. Even though my band was also playing in the festival that he was a part of, and I got permission from the radio promoter to go talk to him, and the guy wanted to said, "Give me that tape." I said, "Well, it's not a tape; it's a phone." He said, "You can't play that." Why? We just did a harmless interview. We talked 24, and we talked music, and no, you didn't get my permission.
Yeah.
Wait, turn this up. This is not bad.
I told you they're good.
That's Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. So, if that a-hole's coming back to Fort Worth, I hope he gets some bad food. He has food poisoning.
Not
the
Kiefer.
Weekend. No. Whoever was handling him a couple of years ago. He can go S in his hat as far as I'm
concerned. Dude, it's over with, all right?
Well, I never said anything about it on the air. Here's my chance. I'll throw some grenades at him.
First Tony Romo, now this.
You're right. Enough time has passed.
Yeah, enough time has passed because I was like, hey, man, don't ever say anything.
He sounds like a professional singer to me.
Good.
And he doesn't have same voice to me.
No, you couldn't tell that was Kiefer Sutherland.
No. And I'll never,
ever told you, he writes good songs. He's good.
He's what we in Hollywood call a super talent.
Yeah.
How are you in Hollywood?
Yo. Yo,
Keep doing what you're doing, Kiefer. I bet he dumped that D-bag anyway. Yo. That was
dude, it was his brother-in-law.
I doubt it.
All right, that's candidate three. Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Majestic in downtown Dallas, Joe Jackson. I love this song.
This is the worst song ever.
That's a good one.
Great. He has received 5 Grammy nominations.
Yeah, nominations.
He got nominated.
This was his second top 10 hit after Is She Really Going Out With Him?
He had some good stuff, but this was not part of it. With no more angry words to say.
All right, that's candidate four. And finally, candidate number five, big show coming to town this week, Sunday at the Bomb Factory, Hank Williams Jr.
You bet. Bo Cephas.
Boy, talk about hot sports opinions. Throw something out.
He will. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You incredibly talented. He can play every instrument. He will get completely S-faced before a show sometimes. One of my friends went to go see him, and he played, I think it was 1.5 songs, took off his Telecaster, threw it through the backdrop, put a hole in the screen, and then left the stage.
Yeah, I've heard bad stories, but the time I saw him, he was great.
Really?
Yeah, he was really good. Really didn't have too many hot sports and sports opinions about any sitting president or anything, but he was really good.
Yeah, I encourage any P1 to go to a show and yell out Obama, Biden,
Obama,
or something like that. Yeah, bring back Obama. See if you can draw him off sides.
What was that song you had during the Obama administration? You Can Keep Your Change?
Yeah, something. Hope and Change.
Yeah. See if you got that one in there, Jer.
This is a duet with his dad, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. The miracle of recordings.
Mm-hmm. You know why he wears the beard and that story?
Witness protection.
What?
Is he in the witness protection program?
Yet he's Hank Williams Jr. in Tours.
But that's not his real name.
You mean he's somebody else they put in Hank Williams Jr.'s place?
Yes.
Okay. I'll spend all day trying to unravel that in my head.
And when you do, you'll be rewarded.
Okay. But no, he fell down a mountain and got all scarred up.
Really?
Broke all his bones.
Yeah, try to keep my money and my religion too.
Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling.
Great voice.
I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
Yeah, Christian name, Mr. Witness Protection Program.
Dude. I'll keep my heroes pictures.
Are you saying he looks like the Elephant Man?
I'll keep my
I'm not saying that.
He's got some scarring.
He's got scars on his face. That's always what I heard.
I'm going to keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Friday night at the Music Hall at Fair Park, Neo and Tamia? Candidate two, Friday at the Bomb Factory, Judas Priest. Candidate three, Friday at Billy Bob's, the Kiefer Sutherland Band. Candidate four, Saturday at the Majestic, Joe Jackson. Or candidate five, Sunday at the Bomb Factory, Hank Williams Jr., George.
What's a close one between Hank Williams Jr. and Judas Priest? I'll go Hank.
Gordo.
Just may go see Bo Cephas himself. I've never seen him live, and he's getting up there in years.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with Hank Williams Jr. Maybe I can get the hookup from Bomb Factory.
Sean.
Hank Williams.
Jer.
Judas Priest.
Fernando.
Hank Williams.
I'm going to vote for Judas Priest in solidarity with Jer, but Jer, we're outvoted 4-2, biggest show Sunday at the Bomb Factory, Hank Williams Jr.
You know what song we did not hear in the biggest show coming to town?
What's next in the corner?
Dancing Queen by the Swedish rock group.
We didn't get it. That's why I was the best one ever until then.
Coming up next, the streak continues. But right now...